Oak tree in my way.
Oak tree, you're in my way. There's too much coke and too much smoke. Look what's going on inside you.
I smell the smell of the New World Order burning down politically. You know what I'm on? Liberty and freedom, and of course the Holy Spirit. Mixed in with some mean-ass Texan. God, it feels good to be with my ancestors and be strong. And to be good and to care about people. And to be meaner than hell. All of my ancestor energies are starting to open up. It's like in a video game, you go to the next level and get new powers. I felt the energy shift this morning to the next level already. So good to fight tyranny. So good to not serve evil. It's so good to not be a cowardly piece of crap like Kamala Harris, that human trafficking, child molesting enabler demon. Can't you smell that smell? The smell that surrounds you.
The smell that surrounds you.
Now they call you Prince Charming.
Now they call you Prince Charming. Can't speak a word when you're full of blues. Say you'll be alright come tomorrow. But tomorrow might not be here for you.
Hell yeah! All right, we're going to go to break. Sometimes you don't carry this. I got a very important thing I'm going to play. We come back. We're going right to our special surprise guest in studio. We'll continue with your spaces, comments, and with your calls. A little bit in the next hour, then Dr. Stella Emanuel, who we love coming in, fellow Texan, was right here in Texas. Coming on the broadcast to talk about some of the big developments that are out there. Well, that Brett Weinstein information was huge. What's been known for a while, but now it's all triple confirmed that the COVID shots erase your immune system, make you more susceptible to regular viruses and more. We'll be talking about all that coming up as well. But right now we're talking about the debates last night and the 23rd anniversary of the Deep State New World Order operation known as 9/11, that just like COVID was used to get us more on track with the New World Order global government beast system. But people took them a while to see through 9/11. People saw through the COVID garbage a lot quicker. So we're making a lot of progress. You can see it everywhere. So thank God and let God work through you to keep taking action. Now, you want to support the M4 and get involved in something very, very exciting? Here's your chance. We'll be right back. Please stay with us.
Please listen to me and hear me out.
Let's stop right there, because you get called a neoconservative. You get called an alt-right. You get called a far-right person. When I first met you, you were protesting against George W. Bush, and you were saying that what he was doing and what he was trying to usher in was essentially going to be the downfall of Western civilization.
Even before he was elected.
Yes, I remember that. So when people say Alex Jones is far-right guy, I'm like, he's complicated. He's really against corruption more than he's against any particular party. You just found that the right was less apt to censor you and more apt to listen to your ideas.
1998 is going to be good for Texas, and that's the most important thing about the campaign.
Shouldn't we abolish the Federal Reserve and the CFR? That's the real reality that none of you will talk about, and most of you are members. That's what's destroying this country, Governor. Don't you stand for America, sir? What about the Federal Reserve and the CFR? You people are being lied to. This country's been taken over by Europe, and I'm being drug out. Laugh at it.
And it's September 12, 2001. I'm Alex Jones, your host. On 9-1-1, on 9-11, of September 2001, yesterday, as we do this show live, a mass bombing that I have predicted for the last 5 years occurred. They are going to now use terrorism as a pretext to destroy our civil liberties. I believe from all of the evidence before us that I'm about to cover, either the government actually carried out this bombing themselves, the New World Order occupational government, to create the crisis, to offer the solution, or, ladies and gentlemen, they allowed terrorists from somewhere in the world who were state-sponsored because of the sophistication of this to engage in this sinister activity.